still am.
You're recording.
Open session.
You think you got it?
And first page, we're down to section three, number three. 2153 regards to Deborah Chapman, DBN, continuance of informal interview of July 21, 2021 for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. Dr. Wright, you are the lead, and that is on your main, or under the informal.
Yes. So I make a motion that we accept the findings of fact as our findings of fact, and the conclusions of law as our conclusions of law.
Second.
A motion of four and a second to find findings of fact as our findings of fact, conclusions of law as our conclusions of law. Is there any further discussion? I got some discussion. I'm not going to ask for anybody to try and change my mind. I'm just going to tell you why I'm going to vote the way I'm going to vote. I think the initial investigative committee recommendation was an overreach. And I think we knocked it back down a level. And maybe if they hadn't overreached, we'd have knocked it back down to a lower level. I believe it's a medical records issue and nothing else. I don't think that the dog had been in any other clinic within a 150-mile radius, anything different would have happened, period. And there was nothing the veterinarian did that would have been done exactly the same way as any of the other veterinarian clinics in that area. It's a medical records issue. That should be a violation, and I cannot agree with anything more than that. So that's going to be my statement. And unless there's any further discussion, we'll do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Loki?
Nay.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Ray?
Aye.
Passes.
And this is where we asked about prior, right?
Yes.
Did we just ask for disciplinary history?
What?
Did you just ask
yes.
For
yes.
Sorry. I was pulling it out. Thank you.
So Dr. Chapman has four past disciplinary actions as follows. It was one in 2002. She had to pay a civil penalty of $250 related to failure to obtain a premise license before providing veterinary services from a mobile clinic. In 2010, she was found in violation of ARS 3222-3221 as it relates to R311-502-L2, L4, L5, and L7D, which are medical record violations. She was placed on probation for 1 year and required to do 4 hours of CE and medical record at the emergency animal clinic. In 2013, she was found in violation of 3222-3212 related to R311-5011. For purposely misleading the client by altering an Arizona statute in a letter to the client. The other violation was 32-22-3212 related to R311-5011 for failing to communicate at any time with the client, and a violation of ARS 32-22-33B3 related to R311-502-L2, L4, and L7 for records violations. She was placed on probation for 1 year. She was required to do about 4 hours of CE and client communication, 4 hours of CE and medical records, and 2 hours of CE and ethics. In 2015, she had an order with a violation of ARS 32-2233B3 related to R311-502L2. Related to medical records, she was required to pay a $500 civil penalty. That's it.
Okay. So, going through and looking at that, with the violation that we've seen, we found here is more of a communication violation. So I was with the surrounding communication here for 6 hours, is kind of what I was thinking. And yet still probably fit based on what I'm seeing for the previous violations, I think 6 hours is fair. Initially, I was thinking of a $150 fine, but I think that should probably bump up now to $100 based on history here. And I would say probation for 6 hours, 1 year enough, 6 years we get to at that point.
I think you would usually just do 1 year.
Okay, so 1 year probation at that point. And if not signed within 30 days, remand it to an informal.
So this is not a consent agreement, this is the order that we're adopting, so.
We are at the informal.
Okay.
We've done the informal.
I'm gonna have nothing.
Yeah, but if it's not signed, then what do we do at that point, turn numbers?
No, you just.
So we just send it.
Yeah, Dr. Wright, members of the board, you would just adopt what you think is an appropriate order, and that would be issued, and then she has the right to file a motion for rehearing or review.
Gotcha, okay, I'm sorry. So, yeah, so I'll do 1 year probation, 6 hours of communication in communication, and a fine of $500. That'll be my motion.
Second.
Motion for a second, any further discussion? In the order? Seeing none, let's do a roll call.
Dr. Burney?
Aye.
Ms. Prater?
Aye.
Ms. Frye?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Carried his last claim, he just abandons us as fast as he can.
On to the next thing. Take care of it.
Bye.
Very well. Right, so that concludes the matter in 2153. Put down the line here. We come down to section 5, or 6, number 2. Board review step take action on request for continuing education course approval. First one is Rebecca Talbot. Ms. Frost, you're the lead.
Sorry, sorry about that. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can.
Yep.
Perfect. And this is for the continuing education, correct?
Yes.
Rebecca Talbot, okay, thank you. Reviewing her resume is absolutely fantastic. I think it's something that it would be great to see our profession do more of, especially with her knowledge, skills, and talent. And I read she provided an excellent summary and synopsis of the two pieces that's going to be provided, which matches break time, you know, what we perceive for the period. So I would make a motion to approve the submitted continuing education for 5.5 hours to be held on October 7th, 2021.
Second.
Motion on the floor and second to approve CE hours. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? And the motion passes. Next up is the American Association of Zoo Veterinarians Conference, October 12 to November 5. That's on your supplement 1. I think they got part where there.
What I'm doing now, when was this one submitted?
What now?
When was this one submitted? Because when I was kind of looking through, the first two don't look like they qualify in the 60-day line.
They, Dr. Wright, this is Victoria, that they don't. We put the agenda item on the agenda. We started with October 12th. Because we knew the first courses didn't fit the window.
The 12th did fit the window then?
The other ones did, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. I didn't see anything that switched it off the lawns. I, I'm know some of the veterinarians think those little 15-minute snippets are, I don't know whether that's routine or not. I mean, if it's worthwhile, it's worthwhile. 15 minutes or an hour, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I guess I'd like to know a little bit more about the presenters, but we got their name. I mean, we can look them up, but that's not our job to look them up.
We did ask for resumes and CVs, and I don't remember his exact response, but I think he was hoping in the interest of time that because he listed all their degrees on that chart, that that was.
I can make a smart ass comment about degrees. I guess I'm okay with doing it. It didn't look like an excessive amount of hours. It looked reasonable. I don't know how many veterinarians work at the end of the day. I guess we've got Reed Park too. Any discussion? Anybody make a motion to?
I mean, if the other vets defer, then I make a motion to approve the American Association of Student Veterinarians Conference.
Second.
Motion for a second to approve CEs for the days that fall within our window. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Number three, board may review, discuss, take action on to select interviewees and or may appoint investigative committee members. We did the first one and appointed. Next up is Justin McCormick, DVM.
So, Victoria, remind me, how many spots do we have available for vets on the investigative committees? So just one for the morning or afternoon?
Yes,
or
afternoon.
And then are you still expecting one more applicant?
No, we got that. That's the supplement too. So there's,
okay, so there's just these two individuals. It's really too bad. Does one of them want to be on the board that we can get them on in Dr. Birch's spot? Or I mean, because I always have a hard time with these when you have two, you know, qualified individuals that are both willing to give their time and talents.
One of them. We don't have to worry about Thomas.
What's that?
We don't have to worry about Thomas.
No.
No.
So if you go and call them both into interview if you like.
Okay.
Or not.
You look closely at his volunteer organization.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, because he was the one that worked for AHS, so that's why I was like, oh.
HSUS?
No.
That's
Arizona Humane Society.
I know, yeah. He was with the other one, but.
HSUS is a disqualified.
Alter Tales?
That's
with Alter Tales now.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing to consider is that doctor.
But I mean, the other one is an equine. And I know that that's always, obviously, the really desirable. You know, to have, even though we don't get a lot of equine cases, like we really need to have people that are more experts in that field. So I guess I get the direction then that do we want to have then Dr. McCormick come into our next meeting, just kind of did like what we did with Mr. Mara today.
Oh,
talk
yes.
To him. Okay. And then Mr. Schaefer, I guess I appreciate his interest and willingness. What's that?
I'd like to invite him to appear. So we hear for an interview, so we hear from him also.
Somebody okay to do?
I'll let you invite him in.
The other thing to look at too, I could offer is that Dr. McCormick actually applied 2 years ago and we didn't have a spot for him, so he's been on hold kind of for that time for us to consider him. And Dr. Schaefer,
I appreciate
him back, and
but I don't want to bring him. We already know that we like that we want an equine specialist, and if you know Mr. Loheed here is gonna shoot him down, I also don't want to bring him in to waste his time during the day. Just if we kind of already feel like we know the direction. So I will defer either way, but if...
I have a question of staff. Would Dr. Schaefer still be considered for any future vacancies and he'd submit an application? So there may be a future time that we bring him in for an interview? Over the chairman's objection.
So when we are, when Lockheed is no longer on the board, then he has...
He could just never get a government appointment, a governor to appoint him to this board, probably.
That's up to the governor.
Because of HSUS?
Yeah, probably.
Realize they were so very scorned, but...
This is when we keep those applications for 2 years, a long time ago, the board decided that was how long we wanted to keep them. So we would, when we have an opening, we follow up, and we did follow up with the people that were still in the queue. There's other people yet were not available anymore.
So what do you think, Jane? Did we just have Dr. McCormick come in next month, or?
Keep Dr. Schaefer on hold for future interviews. How's that? We'll invite him back just for that.
I'll give you a presentation.
Anything more formal than that, Victoria, or is that...
All right, so we don't need any action, right? He's gonna come in.
Correct.
We direct the staff, so good. All right, let's move on.
Just so you know, the local Arizona Humane Society is not affiliated.
Yes.
Well, yes, I was like, that's, yes, they're very different, but...
Very different.
Just wanna make sure that...
No, I've actually done briefings for, number four, board may review, discuss, and take action on complaint against land and names, possible unlicensed practitioner. Can we strike the word possible and go issue a cease and desist?
Well, we may end up doing that, but at this point, I think we should consider opening up a complaint and then sending it to the individual who has been alleged to have engaged in unlicensed activity to get his response first.
Good. So moved.
Can I second that? You know, all
in, any more discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
And after we get that, then we can take it to the next level, like referring it and stuff?
Yeah. If we have to look on where along.
We got that.
Yeah.
We just...
Yeah, it looks like we do, so.
All right, next up, board may review, discuss, take action on information received on possible unlicensed practitioners, Marianne Thorez, Luna, and Al Luna, of future offerings. Dolan and Peters is burned in Adder, or whatever they're doing. I couldn't tell from this. The veterinary services are provided by blah blah. Are they transferring them across the border for Mexican veterinarian?
I think so.
Huh?
I think that they are licensed in Mexico. I haven't confirmed that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's depending. There's different veterinary licenses in Mexico. Some of them are the same as my animal science degree, and some of them are actual veterinary licenses. So that might be a customs border patrol.
Yes.
Referral.
FDA kind of thing.
That might be a customs border patrol thing, yeah.
Yeah, because they're not busy at all right now.
Well, nobody's told them they have to let these guys go, though.
I think the board may want to consider what it did in the last case, opening up a complaint and trying to reach out to them to find out exactly what they're doing before we're taking it to the next step.
So moved. Reach
second.
Out. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Board may review, discuss, take action on unlicensed practitioner case C-2107 regards to Cassidy Charmaine's non-response to the investigation. Now, this one we can ramp it up, right?
For this one, I did reach out to her, but I don't have the message, and also sent the letter of inquiry email, and I never got a response from either of them already.
I mean, the chairman is embarrassing. Chairman facilitates, other people make motions.
Can I move we open a case?
Absolutely.
I saw move.
There's already a case.
Oh, sorry.
This is already a case. She has not responded. We sent the letter, she did not respond. Now we report it to the Navajo County?
Yeah, I think that would be the best thing to do.
Navajo County Sheriff's Office.
Report it to the appropriate law enforcement agency?
What exactly?
Which you don't issue a cease and desist.
Law enforcement agency. Can't we just refer it to the, doesn't the law say, to the county attorney's?
Yeah, and then there's the law about the AG's office, but because we don't, we really don't know what's going on, because she's not responding, and all we have is an email address. Maybe we just, you know, send it to a number of places and see what happens.
Well, I was hearing law enforcement, so to me that means like a police.
I'm sorry?
I heard the direction to send it to law enforcement, which I can think of as like a police, local law enforcement. Are we able to do that?
Well, I think you can.
Any county.
Going to, you know, do anything. Typically, what you want to do is refer it either to the county in which the alleged conduct occurred or to the AG's office.
So it's Navajo County for sure, probably Apache County. It's a New Mexico phone number, right?
That's why I said.
So are you okay with that?
Yeah. So at least Navajo and Apache County.
Apache County.
Can we turn that into a law?
Maybe the DPS.
So I need specifics as beyond appropriate law enforcement agencies.
I think that was my motion.
The appropriate county attorney's offices.
Appropriate county attorney's offices.
And I'll second it.
Thank you, sorry.
All those. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Board may review, discuss, take action on requesting, request regarding clarification. Is there any time for this? Yes. Request regarding clarification of interpretation errors 3222-42B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements for ARS 41101.02. The subject is inquiring, is Jessica Colbert and Ms. Frost, you are the lead.
Yes, okay. So I reviewed the submitted materials, including the UC Davis transcript, along with the comparative chart of comparable programs. This one, UI, is the Penn Foster ADMA accredited program. She did an excellent job laying it out. She did earn her Bachelor of Science in Animal Science with companion animal emphasis. And I would make a motion that this is equivalent to an ADMA accredited program, and make a motion to approve for her to be able to make application to, for her ETN and state board.
Second.
Second.
Yeah, I'm like, who's going to scoop her up? I mean, she's UC Davis grad, that's great to have her in the field, or.
You know, UC Davis closed their animal companion surgery unit last year.
Oh, really?
Just found out about a friend of mine, from a friend of mine in Northern California, who needed to take her dog there.
Motion on the floor is to approve. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is board may review, discuss, take action on report of dismissal by Iowa Board of veterinary medicine case in regards to Matthew Keller, DVM, that's in supplement one. We had asked him to inform us, and he did.
Yes,
so do we need to take any action, or just say thank you? Thank you, Dr. Keller.
Yeah, that's all you need to do, just take it.
Yeah. So number nine, board review, discuss take action on premise inspections. Kaibab, veterinary clinic, Monet Martin, DVM.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Donna is here to share with you some findings regarding the most recent premises inspection of that facility.
The concerns are, there were multiple premise inspections with the same potential violations regarding our controlled drug laws. And from the first inspection, the corrective actions were never implemented. And when they were re-inspected, they were found not to be implemented. So, that's what I'm here.
And Don, would you also say that there were several conversations with the facility staff about trying to educate them on how to do the drug laws currently?
Correct. From the first inspection, we had multiple conversations, as well as when the potential violations were found on the second inspection. It was stated that their program that they use doesn't have the capability of doing the correct parameters that the state board requires. And so in the end, they have decided to change their system to meet the state requirements.
Okay.
Which was the potential violation we were given before.
And it seems like the responsible veterinarian was not really involved in the conversations until yesterday. And both times of these inspections, their responses were very late and basically not responsive.
Well, also my impression, and please correct me if it's a misimpression, was they advised us that everything had been corrected when it hadn't, relating to the controlled drug laws.
That's correct.
That they'd been fixed when they weren't.
That is correct.
Well, this is just one of those violations that unless you are living under a rock, like you know the importance right now of controlled drugs and having them locked up and doing the drug laws properly. So I don't know how many more chances and times.
I don't think when controlled drugs are in there, and we come back a second time and write it up a repeat, I think you gotta open the case.
Yeah.
So the chair would entertain that motion.
Open a case.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, I move we open a case on Kaibab Veterinary Clinic for potential violations resulting from multiple inspections and a specific concern in controlled drug laws.
Second that.
A motion on the floor, any second? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, would it be all right to do the consent agenda next? Because there's several that we're going to pull off that Don needs to talk about.
Well, let's do that.
Dr. Wright's always good at that.
Who's got the...
Hold on a quick here. I make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A2, A3, A4, A5, A6. A11, A14, A18, A20, B3, and B5.
Second.
Motion on the floor is second to approve the consent agenda with those items removed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
And I make a motion to approve pending inspection compliance for A2, A3, A4, A5, A11, A14.
Second.
A motion for a second to approve pending inspection compliance. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
Okay, and then I guess we can discuss A6, A20, and A3, is that correct?
We got one more to remove with no action. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that didn't happen to the beginning, okay. So I'll just vote to remove with no action for A18 and B5.
A second?
And we just got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Now we get to remove and separately discuss.
Yeah, do we make a motion before we discuss or we start discussing on A6?
Well, I think we already, removed it, no? Yeah, we already removed it.
Yeah.
So.
There's no discussion.
Are they during or change here? Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So the first one would be A6, which is R3711 Veterinary Neurological Center. And that is just related to the unusual situation on the application, on the premise license application. There are two owners of the practice and they both have reportable charges. Well, actually, they're not required to report, but they reported on the application that they have charges that are quite old.
I saw that, the 33.
So again, anytime someone disclosed something like that, we're required to bring it to the board.
I feel like he did his time.
Yeah. Yeah, I make a motion to accept the premise license.
I second that.
The motion on the floor is a second to accept that premise license. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. That is A20. This one.
So A20 is the East Mesa Animal Hospital. This was an application for a new premises license because there was a change of responsible veterinarian.
This one had all the photos, right?
No, this is not
the one. That was
photos. We're talking about this one separately because the board had previously expressed interest in this hospital. This is where Dr. Kern had to agree to stop practicing. So Dawn wants to explain what she found when she was there.
Yes.
So during the inspection, Dr. Kern was present in the hospital. It was a surgery day, so it wasn't really open for regular business. They were just performing surgeries that day. While going through the inspection, I did ask the tech that was helping me with the inspection what Dr. Kern's role was there because she was assisting with the surgery. She said she is a tech in the hospital like any other tech. She assists with things that go on in the facility. About 30 minutes later, Dr. Kern came up to me, introduced herself as Dr. Kern, and said that she is in the hospital strictly as a consultant and walked away.
So is there any concern about the consulting as a rural open gray area perhaps or not?
I have a question of staff and or counsel. Is assisting in a surgery by a veterinarian, even though they're considered the practice of veterinary medicine?
Probably not, because technicians assist all the time as long as they're not actually doing,
Even salesmen do it if you have to talk to the veterinarian board in surgery.
But there is a statute related to consulting veterinarians, which she's not a veterinarian, she's not a licensed veterinarian anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to ask her more, what does she mean by that? To me, that means she's giving advice to the other veterinarian about veterinary medicine. But I don't know for certain, because I don't know how she said that in the context of her mind.
Yes, my concern is that she is still practicing veterinary medicine in some way when she's not supposed to, when according to the CA,
And she just may not, it's likely she just doesn't understand that even her giving advice could fall under the statute that describes what's the practice of veterinary medicine.
When is she going to be done? Did she, I mean, she gave her practice?
She should already be done.
She's supposed to have been done. She's just refusing to be done.
Yeah.
Be done. So. She's not licensed with the state anymore.
She does still have, and I've been saying that wrong. You're correct. She actually does have a license. She just agreed not to practice.
And she's not going to renew.
And not renew.
We've been in this kind of situation before.
Yeah.
And we opened that revoked. So I mean, finding things.
Could we direct staff to inform her that that is a violation of her consent agreement? Or whatever.
Or ask her.
I mean,
you do not practice, you're done.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think we might want to do is maybe ask staff to reach out to her to, you know, remind her about the consent agreement and not practicing. And what is it exactly that you're continuing to do at the location? And ask her to describe that to us.
Should we ask for a written response?
Yes. Yeah.
I
would suggest that this be a priority.
And then once we get that, we could bring it back to you, and then you could take further action. Not going
away.
It's been a lot of staff time and
time, court time, staff time.
All right, staff is corrected on that one. And B3,
Kip, could we? I think we need to do is probably open up
a case
to do that, or did we want to first just
Mesa?
Move to ask staff to send her a letter asking for additional information?
I think it's just asking at this point because we're hanging it on one word of her saying consulting, because
okay.
What I think we think it means maybe something completely different.
Does the license have to be approved today? Does this license need to be approved today? You said
yes.
So that can make it partially approved.
Thank you, Tracy. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to approve the license, and the other is a separate issue.
Right.
We're treating it as a separate issue. That's too slow. I move to approve the license in A20.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
The motion passes. Now we're on B3. Green draw. That's where I saw the photos.
That's the photos, yeah. So we'll let Dawn give a little summary here.
So this was an unannounced round of inspection done on July the 20th from an inspection that was performed on March 3rd, 2020. The re-inspection, the unannounced random re-inspection, showed a lot of the same potential violations from the first inspection, which you can see charted here. The highlighted areas are the same potential violations. And then the pictures really just kind of paint a picture of what the facility looked like on the re-inspection as well as on the first inspection.
So which ones are the inspections the first time are in which? You're saying that the photos are from one inspection and the other inspection? And which one's which?
Correct. So from the first inspection, there were just a few photos of the facility regarding just the stacked boxes in the halls. There was some photos of some controlled substances that were not locked up. And just a little bit of empty bottles of controlled substances that were just laying around. The bulk of the pictures from the most recent inspection in July were of the freezer where the deceased animals are kept with the food. The one empty kennel with an animal in it, and a room full of kennels full of stuff. Really how old records are kept and outside and some just of the inside of the facility and the views of the pharmacy and the controlled substances still not being locked up.
And did they just return in a timely response to the inspection?
She does return timely responses to both inspections.
She did?
She did.
It just wasn't true.
Right. Right.
No, so during the first inspection, she was busy, but she did instruct her staff to show me whatever I needed to see. And then the responses came, you know, before their due date. During the second inspection, she was not present in the facility at the time of the inspection. The responses did come on the due date of the inspection.
Why did they keep so many empty bottles of things? Is it because they need to put them in a record somehow, or I don't know.
Hoarding.
Yeah. Any place like what are you gonna
ask? Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's a hoarding thing.
Yeah.
And
might be those bottles.
I can't imagine the fire marshal would appreciate how this is set up here either.
It's gross.
We need to open this.
With the controlled substances, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move we open a case on Dreamy Draw premise inspection with special focus on controlled substances.
And if I could add in just the condition of the records being kept.
As a
condition, the records are being done, the power being stored, and the overall condition of the hospital.
Condition.
So, which points to that disorganization?
When you walk into the clinic, would it be apparent to a customer that this place is so dirty and disorganized?
Yes.
Okay.
So, if you look at the photos, you can see the waiting room, and then where the desk is located,
okay.
And then all of the stuff on the filing cabinets on the floor.
Okay, so people know what they're getting, I guess, when they...
All right, motion on the floor is open the case. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes, open the case. Does that finish our consent agreement?
It does, that finishes all the premises things.
Thank you, Dawn.
Yes, thank you, Dawn. Nice to see you.
You as well.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, will we still have a quorum and I believe we're on?
Oh, we got three on the phone and three here, six. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm not feeling well.
Okay.
I'm going to depart.
Okay. All right, let the record show Ms. Solomon is going to leave us. We're going to continue on. Still have a forum, and we are on section 6, number 10. We're ready to discuss and take action on an overview of the investigative committee's role and responsibility. It says supplement 1, but then it also says no docs.
No docs.
I didn't see any docs.
I'm
going to
just tee this up. At a previous meeting, Ms. Sullivan expressed an interest in talking about the investigative committee as far as how they interacted with people who came to cases. We kind of touched on this before and talked about the really important role that the investigative committee plays and how much
work they do and how much time they spend on each case and how valuable they are. So we wanted to recommend that there be a motion to move into executive session for further discussion.
So is that something we need to take care of, or since she's leaving, should we do it next month?
We could do it at another time.
And is it time sensitive?
It is not time sensitive.
So do you need a motion? I make a motion that we move item 10 to next month's agenda.
In a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And motion passes. We'll move that to September. Okay, then we have number 11. Board review, discuss, take action on information received regarding possible unlicensed practitioners and or concerns regarding care provided by veterinarian at Animal Kingdom and Arizona Meadows. What? Pet store deal with these pets or what?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Looking under the corporate-owned mall pet store place left. So I did not look up to see.
I mean, I saw the veterinarian's name, Pennsylvania grad. I didn't look up to see if she was licensed in Arizona.
She is licensed here, and with this case, the piece we don't know is whether or not she's employed by them. It's kind of a double-edged sword. It's some of the veterinarians may be concerned about what they're seeing in the medical records as far as treatment. That's one piece of it. If she's employed by them, she would not have oversight of this board, because she would be working on animals owned by her employer, just like shelter pets.
Yeah.
We just don't know if we can tell you what her situation is. But we certainly, if this is an unlicensed practitioner case of where the people in the store are doing things, you know, it's hard to know what the details are without opening the sort of case. But Mark may have some thoughts. This is the animal pet store one. Isn't that Mary? You don't have all the pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Clearly not judicious use of antibiotics. I'm just saying. That's all. Because that'd be a young animal. It looks like a, I mean, it's really young. So, I mean, I can't imagine its immune system is functioning at all. So how do we find out if she's an employee not under her jurisdiction, or a private contractor who is?
I don't know, Mark, do we have to open a case against the veterinarian? We see that she has records, or do we just, is this an unlicensed practitioner one where we just open a C case?
You know, I don't know necessarily that. You know, because I know opening up a complaint against a veterinarian has consequences, even if it's ultimately dismissed, depending on how future applications. So, you know, maybe we can proceed under a C case for right now and just see where it goes.
Or can the board just direct us to call Dr. Prescott, or do we have to do an investigation, I guess?
Well, I don't know that we necessarily have to open up a C case yet, but what I would request is rather we get something in writing. So maybe we you could just direct staff to send the letters asking for more information.
Like specifically about whether she's actually employed by them.
Yeah, what the relationships are.
Okay,
staff is so directed. And we're moving on. Board review, discuss, take action on FY 2022 year end financial report, supplement one.
So this is me. So we've finally got the year end financial reports. If you're looking at the documents online, what you really need to look at is the tab that's the trend report, because that lays out all the categories of expenses by month. and year-to-date numbers, as well as the total of total expenses and revenues over the fiscal year. So of course, the good news, like always, we're, you know, well under budget. Next year, or actually this fiscal year, our appropriated amount is about $17,000 less than it was in FY21, and that's related to just statewide adjustments. There was an extra payroll period is the main reason for that, plus some other small charges. I normally with this, I point out things that are unusual from year to year, and there's really nothing unusual except that you remember because we waived the renewal fees, this would normally be a year where our revenues would probably show a little over a million. But this year, because we waived fees, our revenue is $183,675, so significantly different. But that's what we wanted because of, we have, you know, a big fund balance. The fund balance at the end of this fiscal year is available balance $2,084,641, which is still a healthy amount. And we'll be coming up with some strategies over time, as time is available, to figure out how to start whittling that down even more. And it might be, you know, lowering fees, you know, that type of thing. And that can be part of our rules process as well, because it's in the role. Let's see, so that was expenses are about the same, so nothing terribly interesting there either. So does anybody have any specific questions or general questions about this year and this financial report? As always, I say if anybody wants to dive into the details, I'm happy to walk you through and we can look at the detail of what's what. Well, that's all I have about that.
Are you going to ask me any questions?
Nobody's asking questions, so I know it's very exciting.
Well, that's going to shrink it down so I can look at it. Or... All right, so we're done 12, 13, that's not done yet?
I have not had a chance to finish the budget request, but budget request is always the baseline. You start with what you have, the year that we're in now. And as I had mentioned at the last board meeting, and the board seems supportive of, is I'm going to be doing a request to add an e-licensing system, probably with one that has an ongoing fee of probably $20,000 to $25,000 each year. It'll have a startup cost possibly of about $8,000 for the data migration. So that's going to be an ask that I do. If everybody's still okay with that. And the other ask that I'm doing is to add one more full-time employee or part-time employee to do premises inspections. Just having one person for the entire state worked years ago, but it doesn't anymore. So that would be that additional expense. I'm not asking for more money for that person or space or anything, because that's one job where people can share a cube or, you know, something like that, share, you know, the actual computer equipment and things like that. So that we'll hopefully see where that goes. I do have to submit the budget request at the end of this month. So, but I think we've kind of talked about these things before. Is there anything else that you think that we should be asking for? Talked over time.
I think all I've said before is ask for more, and if they cut back, maybe it doesn't hurt so much.
Right. Well, that's a good point. So
the worst I can do is tell you no.
Which usually happens. But yeah, that's a good idea. I'll go back and see what I got told them to go to last time. But that's all I had about that.
All right, so we're done with those. Section 7, review and approval of minutes, July 21, 2021, regular sessions.
I make a motion that we approve the July 2021 regular session minutes.
Dr. Burns.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. July 2021 executive session.
I make a motion that we approve the July 2021 executive session minutes.
Second.
Motion on floor and a second to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes. We have done the consent agenda. Summary of current events. Who had vacation recently? Tell us about. No.
My vacation, I was on my med board call, questioning why I was doing that.
I was last week, I was in the town where the very first Walmart was built. You know where that is?
Arkansas?
Well, what town in Arkansas?
Bentonville?
Not Bentonville, right next door, Rogers, Arkansas. Next door to Bentonville. All right, that's as current event as we're going to get. Call to the public.
So I did get a message from Dr. Johnny Johnson yesterday. He did not specifically say he wanted to be called, but I inferred from his conversation about his concerns about Afghanistan that he did want to share his concerns with you about that. So I neglected to tell Tracy this, so I don't know if he has his phone number available.
You don't have it memorized.
So, yeah, we probably should err on I didn't call back to clarify.
I just can't understand him on the phone as well. At one time he was on the computer, I could hear him fairly well. He's on the phone, I can't.
Wanted to address the board at the call to the public, so I'm calling.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and conference you in.
All right, this is call to the public. The board is committed to conducting its call to the public in a manner that ensures those wishing to address the board are afforded a fair opportunity to do so. Everyone wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes. Speaker will be advised when 30 seconds remain and asked to conclude comments. This is the time for the public to provide comment to the board. By law, members of the board may not discuss items that are not specifically identified on the agenda and thus cannot respond to any questions. The only action the board can take as a result of public comment is to direct staff to study the matter or ask staff to place that matter on a future agenda. The board may exercise either option at the conclusion of the 3 minute period. If remarks from the public contain board member criticism, the open meeting law does allow the individual members of the public body that are the subject of criticism the opportunity to respond. At all times during the call of the public, everyone is expected to treat each other with respect and civility. If a person does not adhere to these basic courtesies, the board will ask that person to modify their behavior. If they continue to exhibit disruptive behavior, the board reserves the right to end the call in public or take other appropriate action. And the floor, Dr. Johnson, is yours.
That's fair, that's fair. Very good. My name is Dr. John Johnson, and this is an opportunity. I speak to the board, I have been speaking to the board for some time, but the issues and my concern raised in the board is not addressed. Now, a few minutes ago, you said there are some topics need to be discussed.
and that should be discussed with the staff or the Victoria, and then the study ratio, and they will advise me what needs to be done. I have raised many issues to the board, which is relevant and which is very important, and that is not done. That's my contention. I don't know why that is not done. In this 3 minutes, when I have only to speak, is not enough to know it. What I am speaking for, I ask the executive director to pre-discuss the issue with me, and she can check the notes, and she may be suggesting to the court attention. That's what the procedure you said a few minutes ago. And then I am asking why that is not considered. That is not done. So, and you guys can do whatever you want. That's what I have mentioned to you. I feel over the years, I feel this is a martyrdom, and this is the product of the lobbyists. And after the concert hearing, the lobbyists and the people who is controlling the board, and they set the board without any democratic value participation. I am really surprised why this board is keep going in undemocratic way at this time of our life. And now you know that then start. So, I want to say, I'm a
30 seconds.
Human being, and I mentioned this meeting, so I keep talking, and the ball is in your court. And the short minute I talk, and I stop it right there, I don't want to embarrass anyone, let anybody else, and a decent human being, and with that, I wanted to finish my life in a decent manner, not killing the animals. Thank you.
Thank you. And that is the end of the call to the public.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Let me announce the next meeting, please.
Oh, sorry.
It's September 15th, right here.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a motion for a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes. We are adjourned. Safe travels, everyone. See you next month.
Aye.